Visit agproco.com to see all the fall into savings offers. Offer ends 9/30/21, subject to approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
For over 30 years, Tigertown Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tigertown Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we are back. Before I get to Lincoln, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like my friends at First Class Halt. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. Nobody in the industry can match that. They're your dealership alternative. They offer you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, they still stand behind their services. That's incredible. Who does that? Nobody. How about this with an oil change? One, wherever you're going now, do they test drive your vehicle before and after? Two, does a master tech rotate your tires? Good, you could say it. No. Do they even have a master tech wherever you're going right now? I doubt it. Three, does a master tech measure your brakes? C2, do they even have a master tech? I doubt it. How about four? We perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, so much more. You know, they never do any work you don't need. They never do any work you don't authorize, and you will know the cost of any work they do in advance. I'm sorry, where do they do that? Nowhere. It's First Class Halt. Go see them right now. $15 off any previously recommended work from First Class Halt. And don't forget that $100 off any Halt timing belt package. So any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package, they'll give you $100 off. So if it's time to do that, check your owner's manual. If you don't know, get it done. You'll thank me later. Lincoln, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Lincoln. Good to have you.
So today I have three picks for you, and then I'll give you a bold prediction going into the weekend for college football. So my first pick, and they're spread picks. So as of Tuesday,
hey, Lincoln,
I'm not sure.
Before we go on, do we need to put an APB out on Reichle? Is Reichle a little timid after that Toledo game?
Maybe so.
All right, go ahead.
So my first game, these lines are as of Tuesday. So I'm not sure if they've changed. Probably haven't changed much. If they have, but the first game is Missouri at Boston College. The line is Missouri -2. I think Missouri is going to win by a lot more than that with Phil Dracovic being out for Boston College. What do you think about that one?
Well, you know, Missouri has some interesting numbers. Offensively, their yards per play, very good. Defensively, their yards per play, awful. So, and BC has actually been pretty good in both categories, but the truth is BC hasn't played anybody. So, you know, I don't know. And then you had the comments by Drinkwitz, which may have given BC some motivation, but you know, it's a tough game. I think that line is probably about right.
I see it now. It's moved to -1.5 for Missouri now.
Okay.
And another quick fact, too, Missouri's 0-3 against the spread this year, so that's interesting, too.
Yeah. Now, the one thing they have going for them, I think, is that they played at Kentucky and lost a relatively close game. So they have been on the road, at least, this year.
Yeah. And then my next game is another SEC game, A&M and Arkansas. The line is A&M minus 5.5, but once again, another quarterback out for A&M, Haynes King's out. And I just think Arkansas is going to dominate the ball and just run it down A&M's throat. I think Arkansas will have no trouble winning this game.
Well, Calcutta is actually probably has a better arm than Haynes King. And once he settled down, he actually looked pretty good. But, yeah, this is going to be a physical game. There's no question about it. They may be the two most physical teams in the SEC West. So, and A&M's been really good defensively. Their struggles are on offense where they've had them. But I like this Arkansas team. I think they're very physical.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a really good – I think they could even potentially finish ranked inside the top 15 at the end of the year. And then – the next game and final pick I have for you is Duke and Kansas. They have Duke as a minus 16-point favorite. I don't know how you can trust Duke with more than about 1 point in this game. And Kansas actually moved the ball pretty well on Coastal's defense throughout chunks of the game. I think Kansas will probably end up winning the game.
Wow.
But if not, they'll definitely be within 16 points of Duke.
So no love for Duke tailback Mateo Durant.
I think he's a really good back. I just don't trust anything else with Duke.
I sort of agree with that, Lincoln. I think he is a really good back, but I don't trust anything else with Duke either. And Kansas actually has the better quarterback. So, that's an interesting pick. I sort of like it.
And then my last pick or my bold prediction is the Clemson-NC State game. Clemson's a 10-point favorite. I think Clemson actually covers and wins by a little bit more. I saw some chippiness out of DJ last week between him and some of those Georgia Tech defensive backs, I believe they were. And I think him and the entire offense is tired of all the negative talk about them. I think they're going to come out and show some fire. I think they win pretty big.
All right. I'm less sure about that. I think we're headed for sort of a close game, but we'll see. It's a good call, Lincoln. It's a good job as always. Was that the last
Thank
one?
Thank you.
Good job, Lincoln.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Yeah. I'm just concerned that you can't fix all those things overnight. That it's going to take a few weeks. I think this is going to be a pretty close game. I think the key is just winning it, getting out of there with a win, even if it's by one, getting out of there with a win. Because the winner of this game is going to control the division. And I know that before the year, you know, again, we talked about how this was probably the second toughest game on the schedule, but it was the second toughest game with still, you know, probably a 95% of expectation of victory. I don't know what that expectation of victory is right now. It's dramatically lower than that. I mean, you know, the line of 9.5-10 says it's probably still, you know, 70%. But do you feel comfortable about that right now? I just don't know. Ramona, what's the second game on the docket on the Park National Bank you pick up?
Kentucky at South Carolina.
Yeah, I have a lot of Gamecock fans asking me about this game. Is anything we've seen with Kentucky troublesome? Yeah. Yeah, some of it is. And Kentucky's now going to be in a very hostile road night environment in which I think South Carolina Nation is going to be jacked up for the game. It's really going to come down to Doty and how he plays as to whether South Carolina can pull this upset or stay within that point spread. You know, Kentucky is a more established program at this point, but we've seen road teams struggle mightily throughout college football, and that gets even worse at night. So, yeah. A coach, a Coastal Carolina coach, a friend of mine says that Kansas quarterback could run. He sure could. He surprised me with his speed. He and Hall of BYU both surprised me with their speed. Those guys can both really motor, and they're hard to contain. So, you know, the question would be Kansas's defense against against Durant. But Kansas is probably going to score some points in that game. All right, so what was the game again?
Kentucky at South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought we covered that.
Oh, but, Notre Dame at Wisconsin.
You know, look, I expect a competitive game in the Kentucky-South Carolina game. I think it'll be a competitive game. You know, the line seems about right. What's next?
Notre Dame at Wisconsin in Chicago. Yeah, this, so, yeah, whatever that means.
Yeah, it's a neutral field game. Yeah. This is an interesting game because neither team has looked particularly good thus far. Wisconsin looks sort of slow and unathletic offensively. Mertz has not played well. You know, he was like 14 of 17 last game. It was like for 140 yards. Now, they didn't need it because they ran the ball with Malusi and company. But they've got to find a way to generate more offense. And Notre Dame is still a viable threat. And Notre Dame does have some offensive weapons. You have tailbacks that can play. You got a tight end, and Mayer is talented. And, you know, the most interesting element of this game is Jack Cohn. Jack Cohn, the Notre Dame quarterback, used to be Jack Cohn, the Wisconsin quarterback. And so he's going to be very revenge-minded. Not happy about the way he left with Wisconsin, about what was happening with him in that position. So he's going to be highly motivated. Whether that's enough against Wisconsin's defense remains to be seen. You know, this is an interesting game because it opened at like 3 or 3.5, and it moved up quickly, up to 6, 6.5, and that seems like a lot on the surface for Wisconsin to lay, given the fact that they can't score if you leave them by themselves in the building. Now that Wisconsin defense is elite. You know, Notre Dame would appear to have more offense. Wisconsin would appear to have more defense. In fact, forget the appears. Those things are both true. And then you get this neutral site game. I'm not 100% sure what either of these teams is at this point. I'm just not. You know, it makes for an interesting game, but not necessarily one that I want to pick. All right, who's next?
Oh, you didn't? Not, oh, that's right. We're not picking them. Missouri at Boston College.
Yeah, you know, that was the game that Lincoln just commented on. Missouri, let me just give you, some numbers on Missouri. Missouri is averaging 7.13 per play, which is excellent. They're giving up 6.57 per play, which sucks out loud.
Oh, that is not good.
No, so what do you do with them? I don't know. You know, in other words, they're a top offense, but defensively, they're giving up 454 yards a game. They're 114th in the nation out of 130 teams, which is not good. So basically, you know, for every yard they gain, they give one up. So that's who they are. Now, BC's numbers are actually a little bit better than that. BC actually has a plus 2.35 as I evaluate them in that category. Boston College is actually having 6.78 yards per play, and they're only surrendering 4.43. The problem with those numbers are that they don't really mean anything because they've been playing Temple and Massachusetts and
Temple.
Right. They've played absolutely nobody. So I don't know what to make really of either one of those teams. The truth is, without Djurkovic, I'm not in love with either one of them. I do think both coaches are pretty good. I'm a big believer in Jeff Hafley, and I also believe in Drinkwitz. I know he's a sort of an unusual guy, but I believe in both those guys, actually. So I'm interested in watching a little bit of it, but I'm not I'm not really interested in having to pick it. But, of course, we do. Clark in Greenwood on Clemson NC State. Clark, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Quick break.
Hi, folks. Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is Easley at Woodmont. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week. Just log on to WCCPFM.com and vote in our online poll presented by Stephen Fisher Allstate. Are you in good hands?
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a two-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a seven-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here, and I got an amazing new motorcycle for Tim's Harley-Davidson. Those folks just welcomed me in and treated me like family, and that's what the tradition at Tim's is all about. More than 70 years of adventure on the open road. They're just great people who know the key to a better lifestyle. Hey, if you want to ride like a champion, go get yourself a legendary bike from Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Go Tigers.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
If you are injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress and uncertainty about the future. Filing a workers' comp claim on top of everything you're going through is overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. The consultation is completely free. Nick is here to get the results you deserve. Call today at 864-654-3680 for a free legal consultation. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop, where we have everything Clemson for the Clemson fan. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who founded the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they are Clemson through and through, and don't sell any other college apparel. Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, Russell Athletic, and Comfort Colors are just some of the brands you'll find at the Tiger Sports Shop. The Tiger Sports Shop is locally owned and operated and ready to make your game day the best. Visit them in downtown Clemson or 1102 Tiger Boulevard or our newest location on Highway 76 in Pendleton or 24/7 at tigersports.com.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
When you give, you get. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston wants you to give three new kids items with tags on them for Mary's house. We need clothes, shoes, diapers, and toys in any size or stage. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30, buy two, get one free body jewelry, or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston, a small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
Folks, Clemson football is back, and Death Valley will be rocking. On your way to Tigertown this season, your first stop should be Elkmont Trading Company. Lee and Amy have been working hard this summer getting new game day and fall items ready for you. It's really exciting seeing all the new gear and clothing on the sales floor. Elkmont features outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from great brands like Patagonia, Free Fly, Columbia, Bog Bags, On Running, Birkenstock, Hey Dudes, Ray-Ban, and Costa Sunglasses, and so many more. But right now, it's all about the unique game day selection at Elkmont. Truly custom jewelry, clothing, tailgating accessories, and home decor that will set you apart. While in town, come in and enjoy locally brewed pint of craft beer and a hearty meal in Elkmont's restaurant. Elkmont is at 93 exit on Highway 123 in Clemson and across the street from Chick-fil-A in Powdersville. And remember, folks, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. Go Tigers!
With two locations, Reuben's has everything you need for your college football game day experience. Food and drink specials all day. Big screen TVs with surround sound and great seats throughout. If you can't join us at Reuben's, give us a call and we can create your very own tailgate spread for you and your friends. No matter the game, no matter your team, make it Reuben's this football season. Highway 81 off 153 in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville along the Parkway off Pelham.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Spied a little thing and I followed her all night.
Welcome to the Road Race. We are back.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Okay. You know, I can't see your whole head.
Texture says BC beat the Owls, some Minutemen, and a popular toothpaste. Very hard to evaluate. Yeah, true. I don't think they're very good without Djurkovic. So I think there's that. Clark, how are you?
Hey man, how's it going?
Good, Clark. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, man, you guys are talking about the Krispy Kremes, and I stopped at work in Augusta. I live in Greenwood, and I scarfed down 7 donuts and a quart of milk. And
hey.
I can't even turn the steering wheel right now. I'm so cool.
That's how we like it, Clark.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how we like
it. I love it, man. They were hot, too. They had the heat coming off the bottom.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, man, you know, I don't know a lot about football, but, you know, thinking about Clemson, I'm a big Clemson fan. You know, Saturday night, I think the first play from scrimmage, I'm going to take a shot downfield, maybe a 50-50 ball to Justin Ross or Ngata, just to show them, you know, hey,
yeah.
I may be throwing downfield, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that needs to be done in this game. I think that –
Absolutely.
Yeah, whether you complete it or not is not important. It's just that you put the thought in their head that you can go over their heads and that you can beat them deep.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, based on that Georgia Tech film, this game's going to be played in a 10-yard box at the line of scrimmage, and you can't have that. So Clemson's got to prove.
I mean, I don't know why Sweeney hasn't maybe used like a double tight end set. With, you know, all the teams that's challenging the run and maybe slip at a tight end out of the backfield. You know, Saban, he's good at that. He uses his tight end all the time. And, man, they'll be 10 yards open.
Well, look, they've done little of that, but look, the other thing is you have to have time to throw the ball vertically. Vertical routes take longer to develop, and you have to have time to do it. And time has been a bit of an issue early in the season, certainly against Georgia.
What do you think about putting Taylor in a Wildcat? And, you know, that little kid, he's going to be a good player at Clemson. I like him.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a lot of attitude.
Look, but, I think he's destined for slot receiver. I think the question is when – I know there's been some pushback against that because he's still part of that quarterback room, but I think he's destined to be the slot receiver. And if things don't get better in the offense soon, like in the next few weeks, I wouldn't be surprised if they revisit that, and if Taylor winds up getting some play in the slot this year.
Hey, man. Hey, I love the show. I got to go. I got five more donuts.
Thank you, Clark. I knew that. I was counting along with you. Yeah, I knew there were five more. All right, what's the next game, Ramona?
The next one is North Carolina at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, you know what? This game scares me. I don't really like either side in this game. You know, if you look at North Carolina, what they've done the road this year and last year, they're really inconsistent. They're involved in a bunch of like buzzer type games on the road, and then they were involved in some absolute blowouts where they killed people, like Miami, where they put up 800 yards of offense. They seem to have found their offense against Virginia, so they're dangerous again. And obviously Georgia Tech played really well against Clemson. You know, look, I think the ace kid at quarterback played well. I think they have playmakers in that backfield, not just Gibbs, the Smith kid. They've got to find a way to get that kid the ball more. So there's that element of it. But and look, that scheme, the 3-3-5 stack and dropping eight in an umbrella coverage look, proved really effective against Clemson. Will it be as effective against North Carolina? I do think Georgia Tech has some answers. The back end of that secondary, the back end of that defense, that secondary is talented. I mean, those are all four-star guys that were recruited by Paul Johnson. They're all juniors and seniors now. And they can play. The Charlie Thomas kid is incredible. But the whole group is good. They're talented. They have size, and they're athletic. And they should pose North Carolina some of those same issues. I think the question is, the way North Carolina established the run last week, which is the first time they did that this year, with the tailback, Chandler, not just Howell, can they line up and just run the ball at Georgia Tech if they're faced with that defensive look? The answer might be yes, but again, it's going to be on the road in front of a hostile crowd. You know, I think those people are going to be pretty jacked up about the fact that Georgia Tech represented so well here. I still don't know about that game. I think that number feels about right. And quite honestly, I will not be surprised if North Carolina covers that spread. I also will not be surprised if that's a buzzer game. And it could go either way. Could tilt either way. I don't have a good feel for that game. In fact, when I was going over these games last night, and I already picked most of these games, I left that one out because I guess one thing I'm wondering about is, are we going to, that number started at 14, went down to 12.5. Are we giving Georgia Tech too much credit for the way they performed against the Clemson offense that's still seeking to find themselves? I don't know the answer to that. It's good. Honestly, it's going to take another game. It's going to take this game. But unfortunately, we have to pick this game, which we'll do tomorrow. By the way, Texter 940, we're giving out the games on air and just briefly discussing them. As I said earlier, we'll pick the games tomorrow. Go ahead, Ramona.
Oh, the next game is Louisville at Florida State.
I am shocked they put this game on.
I think they do that so that I have issues with my pick.
Oh, you think it's personal against you?
I think it's personal. Okay.
So do you have any idea what you're going to do in that game?
No, it's close. See how close it is? Yeah. That's not even helping.
Now, you know that, I know you don't like taking Florida State, but you know that Louisville is a bird. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of birds, out there in the back, there's crows out there now.
Oh, crows are a particularly evil bird?
Well, yeah, crows are associated with all sorts of horror movie and things.
All right. So it's like Edgar Allan Poe, the raven. So there are crows.
Right, so
there are dangerous crows out back.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, okay. So we'll get
I heard what I said about birds, and now I'm going to go out there, and there's going to be some else out there.
Yeah. You know, by the way, you live in the woods.
Where the birds are. The birds can be in the trees. It's just like spiders and all bugs. They can all be out there.
They can be there.
They can be. I have a whole lot next to my house that I own. Okay. I got a house for the lot and then a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I even got another lot on the other side of me. They can do whatever they want over there. Just don't come on my carport or in my house. I killed some spiders today.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. That broom's seen a better day.
Yeah. Dick said crows are the devil.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer to Ben and Willard. Holy hell.
You did? No way you could even watch the trailer.
Yeah, Ben and Willard. Those are the rap movies.
And that's when they actually used real stuff in movies. So they actually gathered real rats and put them all together, which makes it worse.
Yeah.
No computer generated.
Have you ever seen a rat live?
There was a mouse in here, remember?
Oh, it's a mouse. That's different than a rat.
No. Well, now there were, where I used to work, the bank I used to work, we were down by the river.
You had rats at the
bank? We were down by the river, and there were some river rats down there. And they, I swear, I know you can't see this on the radio, but they were big as cats.
Yeah.
And you'd be walking down the sidewalk at night, of course, I'm always leaving at night.
Yeah.
And they would run across.
Yeah.
They would run across.
Yeah.
That's no lie.
Yeah, giant rat.
Yeah. They were big. Yeah. Now, what do they call a wharf rat? I don't know. But they were huge.
Texas said it said that crows have facial recognition. You're in trouble.
What? Oh, no. They do?
If that's true, you're in big trouble because you were talking noise about the crows.
And you know what? Right after that night, I go and crows. I put on my Amazon Prime, you know, and I'm looking at new movies added. How they add movies all the time. Uh-huh. The Birds was like right there.
Yeah.
You know, like, hello.
Yeah. Okay.
Scare me to death.
So Florida State and Louisville.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. Florida State's lost every game so far. Yes.
They have. And Louisville has not looked good either.
No.
They look better against Central Florida at home, but that's at home. And really, statistically, I don't really like either one of these teams. I mean, Louisville
Wait till the next one.
Yeah, Louisville's averaging almost 6 yards a play, but they're giving up 6.32. And, you know, the thing with Louisville is they have played two elite offenses. So I'll give them that. They played Ole Miss and Central Florida. Those are two of the better offenses in the country. So it distorts those numbers. It distorts those numbers a little bit. So I don't really have a feel for this game. I mean, Florida State, I've hated forever, and I don't like this Louisville team. I don't trust either one of these teams. I just don't.
Yeah.
Louisville won at home. Will Florida State look different at home with McKenzie Milton?
See, it's real close in this, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you. Yeah, go ahead.
The spread thing is really, really, I used to just use it as a guide. Now I got to actually think about it.
Yeah.
Because it is actually involved
in everything. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And the spread on it is what? Louisville
it's
is
only
one and a half.
Yeah. Notice how Louisville, let's at Florida State, they didn't give home field advantage to Florida State.
No, they didn't. That's sad. No, they did not even give home field advantage to Florida State.
Yeah.
What game number was that?
I don't know. They're not numbered.
Let me see. On the docket.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That was six?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's game seven?
Texas A&M at, it says versus Arkansas at Dallas.
Look, I think this is one of the more interesting games of the weekend. I actually think these are the two most physical football teams in the SEC West. The Texas A&M defense is tough. Physical, tough. But the Arkansas offense, I think, is the most physical offense in the SEC, period. So this is strength against strength. And I expect a tough, competitive, physical football game. I'm no fan of Jimbo Fisher, but I think his team plays physical football. And I know this Arkansas team does. You know, we had Arkansas beating Texas outright as a 7-point underdog, and they did. And again, I like this Arkansas team. I like Jefferson. I like the influence of Browse. I think they're exceedingly well coached, this football team as a whole. We'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side. Roy, we'll get to you as well. We'll take a quick break here. Walt up to the Road Rage. We'll be back.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the Upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Calling all reliable, clean-cut, hard-working people. The Tiger Moving Company is hiring and looking for someone just like you. This team is moving through the Upstate and is in need of some extra hands on deck. All applicants must have a high school diploma, be team-oriented with a reliable mode of transportation. If this is of any interest to you or someone you know, please come by and apply at our address on 899 North Main Street in Malden.
It should come as no surprise. The service team at George Coleman Ford does business just like the sales and collision repair teams. They offer service on any vehicle, make, or model. They don't hit you with any hidden fees. They're even open Saturday until 1. And get this, they offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle. They take such good care of people, they even have customers who drive nearly 2 hours each way to have George Coleman Ford service their vehicle. Call them at 834-6080 to service yours.
Face it, local drives our economy. Shop local, eat local, locally grown, locally sourced. What about local expertise? At Allstate, Stephen Fisher is just that, a local. Contact Clemson Allstate agency, Stephen Fisher, so he can help you with protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Stephen Fisher Allstate, above Kite Hill Brewing in Patrick Square, 144 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 234, 643-2895, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
It's fall and the savings time at AgPro, and it's the perfect time to land a John Deere 1023E tractor with loader for just $204 per month, or a powerful 1025R tractor with loader for $235 per month. Stop by your home team AgPro, and we'll help you tackle your fall chores with a time-saving, money-saving John Deere. Visit agproco.com to see all the fall into savings offers. Offer ends 9/30/21, subject to approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Get 0% for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0% for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0% for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Whether it's lunchtime, dinner time, or sometime in between, your Pie Clemson has cheesy signature pastas, freshly made pizzas, paninis, refreshing salads, and gelato, sure to satisfy your cravings. Visit Your Pie from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily at 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson, where you can dine on the patio or order to go. Their staff has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health conscious and delicious as possible. It's fresh and just the way you like it. We'll see you at Your Pie Clemson.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Good. We are back. One more segment and then the Morgan Thomas show. Morgan the Fellows takes over and they will be on from 7 to 8. So keep it tuned right here on The Roar. Texas says, do you think someone has coached DJ to change his mechanics, throwing, and footwork in the offseason? Does anything in that regard look different? Yeah, a number of things actually look different to me. And he said, thanks. That's a good question. A number of things actually look different to me, including his stance to a degree. And but what's really notable is last year how quickly he got the ball out. You know, he was taking the shotgun snaps, taking a step, and the ball was coming out. Georgia messed with his head. And in so doing, I think it messed with his mechanics. I don't think his footwork has been sort of all over the place. At times, it's lacking completely. At other times, there's just not good enough throw preparation, like on some of the wide receiver screens. The wide receiver screen that was intercepted, his footwork was not good on that throw. That led to the inaccurate throw. And he has had a tendency to sail balls thus far in the season. I think footwork has been a big part of it. And again, I trace a lot of that back to what happened in the Georgia game. And I think he's still hearing ghosts. He, you know, he needs to plant that back foot, transfer his weight and throw the ball and do it more decisively and get rid of the ball more quickly. But again, this offense, the dilemma of this offense is you basically have 9 new pieces. You know, you have 9 new guys starting and or playing different positions than they played a year ago. That's basically the whole offense. The entire receiving core. I mean, just think about this. All of your skill position guys, your wide receivers, your running backs, your quarterback are all different. And your offensive line is significantly different too. Some of those guys played last year, but 3 of them are in different positions than they played last year. And 1 of them is a brand new Frost starter in Tate. That's your whole offense. So it shouldn't be a mystery really why this team is struggling to get going, but it'll happen. It's just going to take a little bit. Could take a little bit. Ross says, Rory, I'm coming to you. Ross says, well, help me out real quick, please. Houston's plus 345 in the money line. I'm thinking about taking it. Do they have a chance? Thanks, Ross. And Ross says, by the way, we're on BetUS. Great site. Doing good so far. Thanks, Ross. Thank you, Ross. I don't think starting a kid at quarterback against Carolina's defense is a recipe for success. I do think this Houston team is significantly better than they were. And when Taylor was playing, they actually looked pretty good. But Carolina leads the NFL in sacks right now with 10. And they should be able to pressure Davis Mills. So I would think that would pose him some problems. I don't want it. I don't want it. I would just leave it alone, Ross. Even at that potentially gold mine price. Before we get to Rory, Ramona, give me the how many games do we have left? 3.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let me get Rory, and then we'll cover those last few games.
All right. Okay.
Rory, how are you, Rory?
Rory's okay. How are you, Walt?
Rory's talking about Rory in the third person again.
you know I do that every once in a while. How's Ramona and how's Walt?
We're well, thank you.
Okay, I got a couple of questions.
Yep.
And I have, first of all, I have to apologize to the Army. I called them the Golden Knights the other day, and they're the Black Knights. And I apologize to Army for calling them that. I'm surprised you didn't bust me on that.
I didn't hear you say that, and nobody else in the Army did either, because no one on the text line picked up on that either. Maybe you're just mistaken.
I'm sure I didn't call them the Black Knights. I'm pretty sure I called them the Golden Knights, and that's UCF, and I would not confuse Army with UCF.
Yeah.
But my question is, speaking of Army, I really like them minus the 7 this week. I don't know that much about Miami of Ohio, but I do know Army is a heck of a good team, and I really like them.
They are. They've given away some spread plays, though, after they get out to huge leads and then slow it down some. And, for example, Western Kentucky, they led 35-14 with 8 minutes left when I had given out Army minus 5.5 and wound up,
it cost me some ducats.
Yeah, wound up losing. And they did the same thing against UConn to a lesser extent.
But I still really like them. And then there was a couple other games I was going to ask you about what you thought. And one of them, you kind of already touched on it, so I'm not going to go there. What do you think about UNLV and Fresno State? I love Fresno State, but I don't like giving up 30.5 points.
Yeah, I really don't. Yeah, I love Fresno State. I've been on them. I gave them out against UCLA, something we had right last week. But I'm not laying 30 points.
Yeah, UNLV. You know they got dropped by Iowa State this past week, and you know, they're playing in Fresno. I'm just kind of and one other one, and it's got a little bit of local.
You know, you got to realize that Fresno State comes off a huge emotional win over UCLA. Are they going to be able to get up to play UNLV and lay 30-something points? I doubt it.
I kind of think the same way. But my other one I wanted to ask you, and I heard you talking about this team a little while ago, because they play Florida State shortly, but that's Coastal minus 36 on my sheet against UMass, and I want to jump on Coastal so darn bad, but 36 points, that's a lot.
Well, you know,
that's a lot of it.
You know, UMass has actually been scoring a little of late, and they made a quarterback switch. They've actually been scoring a little of late, and so you know, I'm looking at that game, but I'm actually looking at the possibility of the over.
Well, I could kind of see that. And that was kind of about it. I did have an NFL question, but it can kind of wait till tomorrow.
Walt, great show. Thank you for letting me get in. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Roy. Tester 952 says, can BYU make the playoff? You know, listen, they have 3 wins over Pac-12 schools. If Oregon's going to gain consideration at the end of the year, BYU has 3 wins over Pac-12 schools already. And they weren't expected to win the last 2 of them, for sure. They were not expected to beat Utah or Arizona State, and they beat both of them. If they were to win out, they would have a case, depending on what happens elsewhere. That's actually a really good text, because I was thinking about this myself the other day, and I had not brought it up. So that's a really interesting thought, because I've not looked at the rest of their schedule, but I would imagine that they've already made it through the toughest part of that schedule. And the whole kit at quarterback is astonishingly fast. It's almost impossible to think you could go from Zach Wilson to Jared Hall and not suffer a drop-off at the position, but it might be the case. All right, Ramona, give me the next game.
The next game is Clemson and NC State.
Yeah, I mean, these are two teams that don't seem to like each other a lot. You know, we talked at length yesterday about what NC State's going to do. They're going to run left, 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 Ekwonu. They'll run some behind Ekwonu. They'll run some actions off of that. Once they run left over and over and over again, at some point they will roll boot Leary out to the right, and they'll leak Pearson out to the left down the sidelines on a wheel route, as they did against South Florida, which resulted in a touchdown. They're going to run that play against Clemson. I promise you they are. Once they hit you left, 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 which is what they're going to do. Devin Leary can really throw the ball. He's probably the best pure thrower of the football that Clemson has faced this year, including JT Daniels. Those receivers are pretty good. They're pretty physical. Emeki is talented. You got a pretty good slot receiver. You have 2 talented backs. The offensive line, particularly the left side of the offensive line, well, from the center out to the left, is talented. The defense lost a couple key players, but they're still pretty good. They're still pretty athletic. They still retain the leadership of the second level of that defense. That group is good. They're going to play a 3-3-5 stack. They're going to show you multiple looks. They're going to try and confuse DJ with pre-snap looks and morphing into a post-snap look. They're going to run some zone blitzing. They'll blitz the linebackers. They'll drop the D lineman at times to try and continue that confusion. And this is a tough place to play, and Clemson is not clicking offensively right now. Now, the good news is you're going to see a defensive scheme that is very similar for the second week in a row, and you would hope that you would be better at it. You seem to be a little more proficient against it in the second half. So there's that element. I would think that we're headed for a pretty competitive game. Now, the number on it is 9.5, 10. What is it on there, Ramona?
9.5.
Texas' best 5 college defenses this year: Georgia, Clemson, Iowa, Texas A&M, Bama, in that order. Well, I think it's a pretty good job. Again, I would suggest that not many of those offenses or defenses have really been tested to any degree. And when I say tested, I mean you go up against an Ole Miss or something. That tests you. I'm still thinking about that. What's the next game?
The next one's West Virginia at Oklahoma. 16.5.
Yeah, I hate this game, too. I don't mean I hate the selection of it. I mean, I hate having to pick it. Oklahoma has not looked good thus far. They're averaging like 6.6 yards a play, which is much lower than the prior Lincoln Riley teams have averaged. They're no, Oklahoma's normally over 8 yards a play. They're not close to that. They're not throwing the ball vertically. They're not protecting. I don't know what's going on with Mims as a receiver. He should be having a huge year. He's not. They just seem a little lost. They're good against the run. They've been torched a little by the pass. On the other hand, you know, West Virginia finally established a bit of a run game with Brown last week. But I don't trust them offensively either. And at some point, Oklahoma is going to get well, and they're going to, you know, crush somebody. I just don't know. I don't know if we're there yet or not. And the game's at night, I think, if I remember right. I think it's a night game, and maybe that's what Oklahoma needs to get the juice they need. I don't know, but we haven't seen it so far. Was that the last game on the show?
The last game is LSU at Mississippi State.
And that's the one I hate the most. I don't like that game. I don't like that game at all. I have not made any pick on that game as yet. You have two teams, neither one of which can run the ball. They can both throw it. And we'll see whether LSU can handle the picks and crossers. We're done. The Morgan Thomas Show is next.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Welcome to Bo!
Moe's Southwest Grill caters any event. Office lunches, house parties, tailgates, weddings, ballet recitals, and yes, thumb wrestling tournaments. Moe's Catering will fill your fajita, taco, and nacho bars with fresh and flavorful ingredients.